Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Andreas Kufmann, Chief Executive Officer of Bob's Group, will be discussing the group's 2008 half-year financial results. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and for the overseas listeners, good morning, and thank you for the interest you show in Bob's Group by attending this traditional telephone conference on our mid-year results. The purpose of this telephone conference is to comment and give you additional information on how the first half of 2008 worked out for our group, and also give you our latest view on how we see the rest of the year in this challenging and uncertain environment. On our side, we also have present Christian Budry, our Chief Financial Officer, and Joseph Santoro, our Investors Relationship Manager and Group Treasurer. Early this morning, before the opening of the Swiss Stock Exchange, we issued a press release and the mid-year full report, which are available on our Bob's Group internet site. I start with the assumption that all of you had a chance to review these documents. As an introduction, let me give you some additional comments on the first year results, which we qualify as very good given the economic environment. You have seen that due to the good order entry at the end of last year and the very healthy backlog at the beginning of this year, we were able to increase our turnover by close to 50 million or 7% compared with the first half of 2007, which was already quite strong. You could also read that without the quite significant negative influence of the exchange rates, we would have increased our turnover by 11.6%, including 3 months of the acquisition Fisher & Kreke. Unfortunately, the evolution of the exchange rates have penalized the turnover by 32.7 million or 4.6%. All three business areas experienced a healthy evolution. You might remember that folding carton had already a very strong first half of 2007, and despite strong exchange rate influence, was able to beat the turnover by even an additional 0.5%. The business area corrugated board added 2.4% to the turnover, and flexible materials 4% without taking into account the 37.2 million coming from the Fisher & Kreke acquisition. Maybe a few words about the exchange rates. Indeed, in this first half, the three main currencies, that is the US dollar, the euro, and the British pound, had an unfavorable evolution and created quite some headwind on our turnover and on our profitability. If you remember, in the first half of 2007, both the euro and the pound influenced us favorably, outweighing the negative evolution of the US dollar at the time. During this first half, we had also an excellent Drupa exhibition where both the quality and the number of visitors exceeded our initial expectations. As you remember also, we had in the previous years organized on a very regular basis open houses as soon as we had new products to show. So except for the Fisher & Kreke part, customers indeed did not really expect any revolutionary novelties on our side. Worthwhile to mention is, however, is the huge interest triggered by what I think is really a revolutionary job make-ready system we have shown on the Fisher & Kreke equipment. It has attracted a huge interest and was one of the highlights of the whole Drupa show. As a reminder, as we mentioned to those of you who visited us in Düsseldorf, we expect to commercialize this system only in the course of 2009, next year. Another highlight of the group in the first half was the acquisition of Fisher & Kreke. And as a matter of fact, you find some of the financial details on this acquisition on page 9 of our half-year financial report. These figures are already a good indication for you what it means financially, but they are for the moment still subject to change, as we mention it on the same page. The integration of Fisher & Kreke has already progressed extremely well, and many actions are still underway. The product combination of the Fisher & Kreke and Schiali for the flexographic printing industry is giving us a strong gamut of products which we are able to offer to our existing and potential customers. Of course, the Drupa costs, which we told you are in the order of magnitude of 5 million, as well as a good portion of the Fisher & Kreke integration costs, approximately 9 million, had both an influence on the operating profit and the net profit for this first half year. This was added to a strong negative exchange rate influence, plus continued energy, material, and component cost increases. This is why the 35.5 million operating profit reached in the first half, compared to the 47.3 million in the comparable period last year, can be qualified as good. Indeed, if we just take the 14 million Drupa and FNK costs, 14.14 million Drupa and FNK costs, we have beaten already the excellent 2007 mid-year results. The half-year report gives you the details on the profitability evolution of the various business areas. What I should also mention is that in our business area folding carton industry, we are, as most of you know, active with our so-called web-fed solutions as a very strong niche player in the supply of inline rotogravure and die-cutting equipment, mostly for the tobacco industry. This niche market has invested significantly over the last years, and we experienced in 2008 a period of capacity absorption, which directly reflects the quite low order entries in this activity. We don't expect the special market behavior to last longer than 1 to 2 years. As a consequence, we expect the folding carton business area to probably reach a turnover approximately 100 million less than in 2007. On the other hand, the Fisher & Kreke acquisition is expected to contribute approximately 100 million also, or a little more, to the turnover for the 9 months of integration. This is why our guidance for the whole year, at constant exchange rates, of course, compared to 2007, is that our turnover will be similar to last year. For the analysts, you should, of course, also keep in mind that this is quite a significant change in product mix, and obviously will influence the overall profitability of the group. As we talk of change in product mix, I should also mention that this first half of 2008 has been negatively influenced in the flexible materials area due to a shift in product mix. Indeed, the rotogravure printing equipment, the equipment we manufacture in San Giorgio, Italy, in this business area, has seen an unusual weak turnover in the first half, which we expect to be, to a large extent, compensated in the second half of 2008. The reason why we can say this and we are confident about it is that most orders are already in-house for that. As I hope you can hear from us, ladies and gentlemen, despite the erratic evolution of the economies, we are confident that we continue to be extremely well positioned to serve the markets we focus on. We also maintain our mid- and long-term financial targets, which we have published in December last year, and which you can find in detail in our annual report 2007. To summarize, mid- and long-term, which means for us 2011-2015, we think to be able to achieve an organic growth of 3.5 to 4.5%, and an operating profit margin of 11 to 13%. The question, of course, will be how the overall markets will behave in the years to come. Well, we hope that with these additional comments, they were useful to you. And we are, of course, now ready to open the question and answers part of this conference.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. We will take questions in order received and will take as many as time permits. Once again, please press 7 if you have questions. We have a question from the line of Thomas Bowman from NZB Zurich, Switzerland. Thomas, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a number of questions. First of all, could you provide us with the order backlog as per mid-year per business area, just as you did in terms of months as in previous calls? Secondly, can you say something on your so far to-date success of the mid-end penetration strategy? What are the sort of the feedback from the market? How successful are you there? And then with regard to flexible material, third question, you mentioned that you so far booked 9 million in integration or restructuring costs. For the full year, do you still stick to your guidance of 10 to 15 million and basically that we're going to have the remainder in the second half, or is the 9 million already what you expect for the full year? And then also you say in the half-year report that you expect in flexible material a slight loss overall. So far the guidance was a loss of between 5 and 8 million, and slightly loss-making sounds to me a little bit better than 5 to 8 million. Can you elaborate on that? And I'll leave it there for now.
Yes, thank you, Thomas, for your questions. Maybe your first questions concerning the backlog. Indeed, as usual, we express them in months. And again there, as usual, I say that be careful. These months are, of course, spread over a certain period of time. That does not mean that if you want a machine from us, we will be most happy to deliver it, depending on what it is, even in the month of September. But let me give you a little bit of figures how they evolved as of the end of June of this year. Overall, for the group, we are slightly above 5 months, but there are huge differences between the business areas. For folding carton, we are close to 3.5 months, and that is mainly the effect which I mentioned in my introduction, that the WebFed Solutions equipment had a very low order intake, and these are quite large equipment and influence quite a lot the backlog of the business area folding carton expressed in months, because the delivery time on these machines is quite long. That's for the folding carton. On the corrugated board, we are in the order of magnitude of 4.5 months backlog. And in flexible materials, we are nicely above 8 months, including the Fisher and Krecke acquisition, so a very good position there. That would be the backlog situation. Is that answering? That's the first question, Mr. Baumann.
Correct, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Then the success and the penetration with our mid-segment products. This is, of course, an ongoing development that we, as you know, we have even reinforced with our strategy review we did in 2007, last year. It is one of our growth vector for the years to come. The products are the ones which are out there, are well received by the customers. Interestingly, as a matter of fact, it's of course mostly for some emerging markets which with the rising labor costs increase their industrialization. But even in some mature markets, as an additional machine that might not turn on a three-shift basis, some of the customers in those markets also are interested in that type of equipment. So we continue also, we have various projects under development on our drawing boards. If you can still call it drawing boards, it's more screens than drawing boards nowadays. But we are continuing the developments in that direction, and we think indeed that it's one of the different growing vectors we will see. The other ones are, of course, service. As you know, also we want to develop additional service products to offer to the customers and the industries we serve. That's clearly also a factor of growth. Emerging markets penetration, which is related to the mid segment, is another clear vector of growth in the future, and we're preparing of that, of course, at the present time, and some of the products we have are already situated in that segment. That would be for the second question.
Yes, thank you.
For the third question, I mentioned indeed in the introduction that Flexible Materials has recognized in the first half of 2008 9 million integration and restructuring costs. As a matter of fact, that includes, of course, also the costs that we have in transforming the Piacenza site in Italy, that was former the Flexo site, transforming it in a group production site for the various activities in the group, where we see that we can lower costs in manufacturing in that size. We're especially in that size for some of that site for some of the modules that we produce in the group, and it is, if you want, similar to the three sites in the developing markets we have, Brazil, China, and India. It is a group production site where we transfer some products to reduce our costs. And so those transformation costs are also included in those 9 million of the first half. Our guidance was indeed 10 to 15 million for the integration and restructuring costs of the acquisition. But the total seen today will be much, much closer to the 15, to the 10 to 15. So we will be on the high side of the range. That's our best estimate today. We expect the rest to be recognized to 90%, I would say, or more, in the second half of 2008, which means roughly an order of magnitude of 6 million more probably in the second half of 2008 to be recognized as indeed restructuring and integration costs, Fischer and Kreke, and transformation of the Piacenza site. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Then on the flexible materials, indeed, as we published the fact that we were able to close the negotiations with the acquisition of Fischer and Kreke, we gave a guidance to the market and said, well, due to the acquisition costs in the flexible materials and after the successful profitable year of 2007 in flexible materials, we already foresaw at that time, and we said, a slight loss on the operating profit level for flexible materials. Now, slight loss, how much does that mean? You mentioned that an estimate of 5 to 8 million, that's certainly not far off. Let's say in that order of magnitude, between 4 and 9 million or something like that. It's, of course, a little bit early to say, but that's what we shoot for based on what we see today, and assuming, of course, that the remaining orders that we need in flexible materials will come in with reasonable margins, as we hope and we have seen up to today, and that the things happen relatively normally, let's say, with the economic situation. Does that confirm what you were looking for?
It's just for confirmation that the slight loss does obviously include then the close to 50 million integration restructuring costs, correct?
Yes, yes, absolutely. That would be because of that, actually, because we said, you remember a little bit in the past, we said that we will not acquire before we have a conviction that this flexible materials business area can be made profitable, which was then shown in 2007. We expected again to be profitable before any acquisition closing for 2008. And of course, with the rather 15 million total as restructuring and acquisition costs and integration costs we have now, well, we are below the break-even at operating level because of that reason.
Perfect. Just one more, if I may. The Drupa cost, the 5 million, how do you split them into folding carton and flexible material, please?
Well, even internally, we don't have an exact split, but it's a question of cost allocation. But our best guess is that the guess is that approximately, let's say, a third is on the flexible material side and two-thirds on the folding carton side.
That's sufficient. Thank you.
Thank you.
We currently have no questions coming through. Just a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from the line of Armin Richberger from ZKB Zurich. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. You had a very low tax rate. What do you expect for the whole year? And then you mentioned that you expect a decline in sales for folding and for corrugated, which will be compensated by Fischer and Krecke. So you expect a decline of 100 million Swiss francs. So can you elaborate a little bit how much on which side, how much on folding and how much on corrugated? And then, yes, the raw materials and services, they took a higher portion of your sales. Can you elaborate a little bit what's behind services?
Yes, I will try to answer these questions. Thank you, Mr. Rechberger. First, on the tax rate, our guidance is and stays 26 to 28% of profit before tax. So I think if you take that spread of rate, you, based on our assessment, you are probably within what will happen for the total year. So that's what would be our advice. Now, is that okay for the first one?
Yes, thank you.
For the decline in sales, indeed, we say that actually the decline of sales, we estimate, is of the order of magnitude at constant exchange rates. And I really underline and repeat that because we really don't know where the exchange rates are going to fly over the rest of the year. So at constant exchange rate, we say that basically Fischer and Krecke, roughly 100 million or a little bit more, will compensate a decline, which of course is not in flexible materials. Now, the most part of the decline, we expect it to be in folding carton. So if you take 90 or 95 or even 100% of it in folding carton, probably in terms of estimate for the group result, you're probably not far off based on our assessment today. And mostly comes, of course, from this activity of wet-fed solutions, integrating rotogravure and die-cutting for a very niche market, which is mostly dedicated to the tobacco industry. And maybe there I can say also, based on our assessment, it has nothing to do with the tobacco industry evolution in general, and we, of course, all follow that from different points of view. You know that worldwide, the tobacco consumption still grows slightly in the order of very low single-digit figures worldwide, but, of course, geographically, very uneven, where certain emerging markets have strong growth in tobacco consumption, whereas mature markets have a decline in tobacco consumption. So we don't think that it is something long-term that we should be worried about. We have experienced these type of ups and downs in niche markets quite often in the past. We had a beautiful 4 to 5 years, very good sales in this with these products over the past time. And well, you know, these machines, one machine can produce between 9 and 12 million flip-top boxes a day. So you can imagine the capacity that has been installed, and this now has to be absorbed by the market due to the sales in the past. Okay, so most to answer, sorry, I went a bit around there, but basically, direct answer to your question, mostly decline in folding carton, probably, roughly the 100 million that we get from Fischer and Krecke. Is that okay for that part of your question?
Yes, thank you.
And then raw material and services, what we have in services, well, there are all kinds of services in there. There are, of course, consultancy services, and we had some consultant services in the Fischer Krecke integration, for instance. We always have here and there consultant services on various subjects we are working on. We have quite some consultants, but we will probably activate those on a very, very big IT project where we have to change the enterprise resource planning system, as it is called, in our main facility here in Lausanne, which is a huge, huge job, huge work we are working on. So this is the type of anything which is not material and is not our own personnel is booked in services on that line also with the materials. Does that give you an idea?
Yes, thank you. But they are of minor regarding the increase of these costs in comparison with your sales. They are of minor magnitude than the services, I mean.
Yes, the in terms of proportion, the large part are materials, components for production for our products, but also all what we require just to run the company. Okay, so those materials and components are also in there. I mean, if we buy a small equipment that is not activated and then depreciated, it would go on materials in that line also. But I would say, and I frankly don't have the figures in my head right now, but a good strong portion is, of course, the materials and components we utilize for our products manufacturing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rechberger.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Thomas Baumann from NZB Zurich. Please go ahead, Thomas.
With regard to the guidance, I'm sorry, I have to come back to that. The sales guidance for the group 2008. When you say at the constant rates, do you mean a constant FX rate? Do you mean a constant 2007 average rate or a constant first half 2008 rate? Or maybe to put it in other words, I mean, organic sales growth in local currency, do you expect that to be flat or now to be negative? That's the first question. The second goes to the cash flow statement. That's maybe one for Mr. Budry. We see there quite a big change, actually a swing of 100 million in change in payables. Maybe I should know that, but could you remind me what that is? 100 million is quite big. And then my third and last question is really on China and Asia. I would expect there that we would see, as you mentioned also in your introduction, that the effect of higher labor costs and especially also new labor cost laws that I heard of in southeast of China would have triggered the higher demand for basically machine that have a higher automation degree, actually your home turf, Bob's home turf. But nevertheless, we see Asian sales decline, if I'm not mistaken, by some, 7% in Swiss franc terms. Can you shed some light on that? I mean, it seems to be controversial there. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, when we say on the guidance, when we say at constant exchange rate, it is year 2008 compared to year 2007. That means it's on compared to the average rate of 2007. You have seen that in the first half. We already had lost 32 million, 32.7 million due to the exchange rates. Of course, we don't know how the second half will be, but it is compared to the average 2007 rates and not already taking into account the evolution of the first half 2008. And we thought we should communicate that way because if we give a guidance on the whole year 2007, we should take the average of the whole year 2008 as a basis.
That means that you lowered your guidance because at the beginning of the year, and I don't blame you for that, just I don't want to understand it, you lowered the guidance from, let's say, what did you say, flat organic growth to now negative organic growth in local terms, in local currencies.
Yes, well, you're basically right. On the other hand, I would say we are sharpening our pencils as the time passes because what we said in March when we gave our whole year results, we said that we will probably be below the 2007 turnover. To the best, we will be equal.
Okay.
And now we confirm that we will be roughly order of magnitude 100 million or a little bit more organically compared to 2007. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So we really, because of we see what's happening in the environment, we're becoming a little bit more precise and giving a little bit more precise guidance. And still, really, this time confirmed, yes, it will be below.
Okay.
And we even say the order of magnitude. Huh?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Now, maybe before we go to the cash flow statement, let me briefly talk about China and Asia. Indeed, I think also that the trend that we see, especially right now in the east coast side of China, especially also in the southern part or southern eastern part of China, labor costs are increasing, labor laws are changing, the enforcement of labor laws, we don't know exactly how quick that will be because there's a difference between law and enforcement in China, as you know, should indeed motivate our customers or core customers that we might not serve yet to further automate. But this is a longer trend. And frankly, the order intake in the first half does not show at all that trend yet. We are following there. There are a lot of discussions with customers. The import duties in China are still high or very high. We are actually the only foreign players in China. We are fighting only against Chinese competition, basically. But we are not, I mean, really, the order intake does not show that trend yet. So I think it's a mid to long-term trend. And as you see, the Asian sales, although 6 months might be a little bit short to judge, but the Asian sales in the first half are not showing any growth also. We are very close to the market. We are following it very, very strongly. We invest a lot in sales force and service force to have a very close contact with thousands of customers because the market is extremely fragmented in China. There are many, 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 many small players there. I'm sure that the consolidation effect also in maybe in 5-10 years will have to happen there. But it's a tough market to follow. We follow it very closely, but we don't see actually this trend yet coming out in figures on our side. Okay for that?
Okay, yep.
And cash flow statement, the difference of 100 million in payables, maybe we can ask Christian Budrich to give you an answer, as you suggested.
Okay, hello, Mr. Baumann.
Hello.
We had also the same question internally. Mainly due to the integration of Fischer & Greike. That's the main event, and the second event is we are quite high with inventories, and we had a lot. We bought a lot of spare parts and material at the end of the month of June.
Okay.
If you want, we are presently in the following situation, and maybe I can comment on inventories a little bit also. The question didn't come up directly, but maybe I should comment a little bit on it. First of all, the second half, based on our guidance, the calculation is quickly done, will be, again, stronger than the first half. Therefore, traditionally, we have stronger inventories mid-year than end-year in order to prepare all this production that has to be delivered in the second half. The second effect that pushes inventories up is that the cost of materials having increased, well, if you have some of those in inventory, you have higher values in inventory. So definitely there's also an effect. And of course, you have also the effect of the integration of Fischer & Greike, and that you see, I think, on page 9 of our mid-year report. Basically, we took in the order of magnitude, let me just check, of approximately 40 million. Inventories from Fischer & Greike. So this, of course, at the first glance, goes in the wrong direction compared to the continued efforts we are putting in place to reduce inventories, but the supplier side and the Fischer & Greike and the raw material cost increases has steered the figures in the other direction. But I think we have the subject well under control and we're following it very closely month after month.
Okay, thank you very much. One very last, I promise it's the last, just one word to BHS. Are they doing okay? I see the contribution is a little bit lower than last year, but are they fine or do we see problems there?
Your analysis, like usual, Thomas, is sharp. Yes, you can see that in the share of, the share of associate companies, we have a lower figure. VHS, as you know, is active in the corrugator business. That means it's the, for the others, maybe these are the machines that actually produce off of big reels of board, produce the sandwich of corrugated board, you know, the fluting it is called inside, and the two layers on top and on the bottom. Huge machines, over 100 meter long, running under steam and heat, so big investments in with customers. Usually, when there are uncertainties and slowdowns in the economies, that type of decision making is becoming very difficult for the customers, because it's a huge investment, it's long-term thinking, and even though, and it's in the corrugated board industry, which is a little bit the short-term thinking industry more than maybe the others, because there are big groups that are also under pressure of financial market, that's where we see the slowdown the quickest. And we expect BHS to have a more difficult year this year than in the past, and we don't expect to have at the year end similar results as we were able to with our 30% share to put on the, on that line of the P&L. So your mark is absolutely correct, and we expect that to happen.
But there's no restructuring costs or something like that looming where you put invited to participate in?
Well, invited to, no, not to participate in. They will now have to follow very closely month by month their order intake, and they will have to make their decision, because, you know, it's an independent management. We follow it, of course, at the board level, at their board level. We are sitting in that board. We will follow that closely. We will see if they have to make a restructuring decision this year still or not. But for the moment, it's not foreseen. And, of course, we will not participate in this restructuring cost. It will be their restructuring cost, which will affect, of course, their results. But we will not participate in the restructuring cost.
When they book a loss, then it will pop up in your P&L as well.
Yeah, and the 30% of that loss will pop up in our P&L, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is coming from the line of Carolyn Price from Caprice Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. My question was asked by Thomas Bauman about this 100 million reversal in the payables in the cash flow, and I didn't quite understand the answer because you talked about service and inventories, but not specifically about the payables. So I was wondering, is it a timing issue, or is there something different in the way that Fisher & Kerke has typically paid their suppliers? Could you maybe just shed a little bit more light on that switch from the prior year? Thank you.
Hello, Caroline. I will try to answer. I don't have all the calculation in front of me, but first, it's a timing, not problem, it's a timing fact that at the end, during the month of June, we had some purchase, important purchase that we made. First, as a second, but the main element is the integration of Fisher & Kerke in our consolidated statement. Who makes the difference?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We currently have no questions coming through. Just a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. There appears to be no further questions. So I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Koopman for his closing remarks.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you again for these interesting questions. We hope we were able to shed some light on questions you might have had on it. As you see, I think we are in a good competitive position. However, we are, of course, like many other industries, also influenced by the overall economic situation. We also told you that we have some special costs that are coming in, came in the first half and are coming in 2008. This is important for you to know so that you can also make your projections correctly for the whole year of 2008. You have also heard about the product mix change due to the reduction in folding carton, especially about this activity, web-fed solutions, compared to the additional turnover that we get in from the Fisher & Kerke acquisition. We think that all this should give you a good base to make your estimations for the full year of 2008, and of course revise the ones which are out there accordingly. We also will meet again, and we will be able, of course, to give you some more information at that point in time on December 3rd in our traditional media and analyst conference in Zurich. There, of course, we will be able to give you, to report to you on the very important coming months in terms of order intake. They are important to make the year or not make the year, depending on September, October, half of November will come in because we know we still have some orders to book and to ship of quite a big number to get orders in and to ship this year. So I think in December we will be able to give you a much better indication of how we see it. The uncertainty is big at the moment because we have the disturbing factor of Drupa just before the summer, where April, May were a little bit low. We don't know if it's a real Drupa effect or not in terms of order intake. Then June usually is not any big boom after Drupa because the discussions and negotiations have to go on. We had a little bit of weak summer. But summer months can be weak, and we experienced that in previous years also. So we are really looking now very closely to what will happen in September, October, and November to have a better idea of how much are actually the industries we serve affected by this uncertainty and financial, I don't know if we can use the word crisis, in the future. So that's why we say difficult to estimate, difficult to assess where we're going, but we have to stay flexible and adapt ourselves. So thank you for your attention, and we hope we will meet all of you in Zurich on December 3rd. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krugman. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of the Bob's Group, thank you for your participation. You may now replace your handsets.